Tricia Modifica. Tricia, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on this morning. I would imagine you're a pretty busy person right about now, aren't you?
Yes, you are correct.
And everybody asking generally the same question. What in the hell is going on?
Yes, that is the question. You know, and I first off want to say, you know, we understand the concerns that customers are expressing regarding these recent increased bills. We recognize it's a, you know, distressing increase at a tough time. But, you know, to explain, there are a variety of factors driving these recent increases in electric rates. The biggest factor is the state energy policy that passed by the legislature in 2017 that requires Connecticut utilities to purchase power from the Millstone Nuclear Power Plant at higher costs for the next 10 years to keep Millstone running. So this is a state-mandated contract, and it's adding about $124 million to our customer bills over the next 6 months. So, you know, to try and protect customers from these additional charges, we worked alongside AARP and the other utilities to argue against this policy change, but we were not successful. And, you know, unfortunately, we're seeing the results of that now.
All right, let me pause you right there. I'm sorry to interrupt you,
sure,
but
I
just didn't want you to keep going, and then I lose all of my questions that I have. So I just want to make sure that I understand this correctly. It's actually more expensive to get our energy, to get our power from Millstone, which is right here in the state of Connecticut, than it was to have it being brought in out of state. Right? Where do we get our energy prior to Millstone?
We get our energy from a number of different sources. We have a team that goes out on the market and shops around for the best prices to pass that, you know, to, on behalf of our customers and pass that along to them.
Okay, so it's more expensive for us to buy from within state than it is to shop the market and get it from out of state.
No, I wouldn't say that. It's because of the factors of this nuclear power, this Millstone power purchase agreement that we were mandated to enter into, that we, you know, knew there was going to be additional costs associated with it, and really worked hard against it and filed against it.
Yeah.
Our testimony, because we had concerns. We knew this agreement, the power purchase agreement contract, was going to mean an increased bills and costs for our customers.
Sure. An increased cost is a part of life. Tricia, make no mistake about it. And that's not why we have you on. And that, I mean, otherwise, you know, you'd be coming on, or somebody from Eversource or Connecticut Natural Gas, or, you know, or wherever you get your phone service from. I mean, that's just a fact of life. Prices are going to go up, not down. But this is not just a typical rate increase, or oh, we're having a rate hike. And yeah, this is for some people. Actually, for most people, it's double of what it was previously. And it's like, I guess I'm not buying the part where it says, well, that's, you got to unplug your toaster and your microwave when you're not home, or it's not in use, or you know what? We've had more 90 degree days this summer. So people have had their air conditioning on. Yeah, we've had, and there's some truth in that, make no mistake about it, and absolutely that will influence the increase of your monthly rate, which is why we pay more in June, July, and August than we do in December, January, and February. Make no mistake about it, this isn't just a typical hike or a routine hike in rate. This is double, if not almost triple, double and a half of what we were paying previous.
Right, well, And as I mentioned, there are a few other factors that I want to explain in here.
Sure, go ahead.
So another reason, you know, is that the bills are higher is because the average customer used 36% more power from May to June of this year. That jump, you know, reflects the reality of more people working from home during this pandemic. And in addition to that, now we have these hot summer days. And folks are not only at home all day running their air conditioning all day, you know, they're cranking it up because it is so hot and uncomfortable outside. There are also, you know, there are things to take into account are pool filters and dehumidifiers, other appliances to help people stay cool. And, you know, while folks are home and they were home doing distance learning during the school year, home working remotely from home, you have your appliances and things on all day long, whereas normally you wouldn't. You know, folks go to work and their kids go to school and the house shuts down. And now that's not happening. And it's been going on for months. And then you kick in, as I mentioned, these incredibly hot stretches we've had. The air conditioning factors in, as you mentioned, bills always go up in June, July, and August because of the air conditioning factor. And it's even, you know, compounded now.
Sure. And and like I was also saying, though, and I'll agree to it, that it will, your bill would go up because of that. Well, let me just give you an example. I've got a dog, okay? So last year, even though there was no people working from home, and obviously I don't work from home because I'm here in a studio, a radio station studio, but I have a dog. So last year, I kept my air conditioner on for my dog every day, just like I have it on now every day. And yet I looked, and I'm not comparing my bill that's due in August that I received in July. I'm not comparing it to last month's bill that I received in June that was due in July, okay? I want to compare it tit for tat. So what I did is I went back to my check ledger, and I looked at what did I pay this month last year? And the difference is enormous. And yet, because I have a dog at home, I'm not running my air conditioner anymore this year. And I get the temperature. I get the increase of 90-degree days. Make no mistake about it. But I had it on almost all the time last year as well. And there is still a staggering difference between just a year ago to now.
Right. Well, and again, part of that is the increase I just mentioned. And also, you touched on it yourself, temperatures and the heat and the weather factor in greatly. You know, we did not have the extreme weather last year in the winter or the summer. You know, the weather last year was milder all the way around compared to what we're seeing this year, especially the last several weeks. And that, you know, added in with the increase I'm telling you about, the mandated power purchase agreement, that is factoring in for sure, making it that much higher this year compared to last year.
For some people who live on a fixed income, this is going to put them right out. You know,
right.
What do you say to somebody then?
Well, as I mentioned, we understand and we're here. We want to help our customers. Mm-hmm. In response to the pandemic, we recently started one of the most flexible payment plans in our company's history. Customers can opt into the payment plan. It's called the COVID-19 payment arrangement that allows customers up to 24 months to pay their bills with no interest, no fees. And being on a payment plan removes the risk of service disconnection for a customer. So that's an added benefit. And in addition, there are several state and federal payment assistance programs available. We also have excellent energy efficiency programs and opportunities for customers. So we encourage folks to, if they're having a hard time with their bill or they anticipate they'll have a hard time with their bill, to call us at our 800-286-2000 number, work with us. So, you know, speak with us so we can work with the customer and help them find the payment arrangement that works best for them.
Sure.
And also, you know, we recommend folks go to our website, eversource.com, and look at some of the things customers can do. I mean, there are some measures. I know you talked about, you know, you're keeping your air conditioning on all the time for your dog when you're not there.
Well, but I did that last year as well. So, I mean, even though there's a difference in temperature outside because I have a dog, and I know that people are home more this year, whether or not you own a dog or not. But my air conditioner was on almost every day last year because I've got a hairy, furry dog. And so I would just leave it on for the sake of the dog. So I don't think I'm running my air conditioner any more this year than last year because of that dog. Maybe if I didn't have a dog, I'd say, well, yeah, you're right. Because of the difference of temperature from one year to the next.
Right. Well, and one thing you could do that if you and your dog could tolerate is, kick up the thermostat on your air conditioner 1 or 2 degrees and keep it at a little bit more moderate of a temperature so that, you know, it doesn't use as much electricity. That's, you know, something folks can do. And also make sure we remind folks to keep their air conditioner coils and filters clean so that the dirt doesn't block the flow of air and reduces the efficiency, making the system work that much harder.
Right, providing if you have an older air conditioner. We're speaking with Tricia Modifica. She is a spokesperson from Eversource. So if I'm understanding you correctly, then if we have a mild summer next year, we'll see our rates go down.
We would hope and think that all does factor in, absolutely.
Or even later this year, perhaps when summer is over. Normally, I mean, it levels off and then it'll start to decrease, and that's when our heat bill goes up, you know. And it's if you can maybe get them at maybe twice a year in October or November. You can kind of maybe October and April. You know, you can kind of get them both leveled off where they're, you know, twice a year where both bills are low. This is like an extra car payment or a mortgage payment, half a mortgage payment anyways. I'm just wondering, what else can someone do? Is Pura involved?
Yeah, all of the rates that we submit are reviewed and approved by Pura, and we have certain rates on the bill that are reviewed and approved twice a year, and they take effect January 1 and July 1. So all of our customers' bills fluctuate or change, I should say, you know, just as of January 1 and July 1. So those rates are all approved by Pura, to answer your question. And to answer your other question about what other things people can do, a lot of folks, we recommend to have a home energy solution, which is an assessment of your home where a certified energy person comes into your home, technician comes into your home, essentially gives it a check over to see where you may be losing energy, where you could tighten things up. And then they'll make on-the-spot repairs, sealing up, you know, windows or doors where there may be drafts, where you're losing, you know, that cool air conditioning air and letting the hot air seep in. That's one of our most popular programs that we are offering right now at no cost to customers.
We're hearing the legislature may actually get involved once again in this and hold public hearings. And I'm sure you've heard of this. What is your take on that? Is there any possibility that something can be done legislatively to kind of revisit this and go back to the drawing board and maybe go back out and allow this to be considered on the open market like it once was?
I don't know about that, but I can tell you we are, you know, we would be involved in any conversation and participate, you know, for those discussions. Absolutely.
I mean, you have to admit, take yourself out of the Eversource role for a second. And let's just say you opened up your bill for a gas company. I won't even mention any brand name gas, but your gas company. And it was in February or January. And you already know you're going to be paying more because it's the winter months. We already know we pay more for power and energy in the summer months because of the air conditioning. And as we've already mentioned, but let's put ourselves in the frame of mind of February. And you open up your gas bill. Okay, and you sit there and you're already expecting it's going to be high. You could look at your check ledger from a year ago, and it's X amount of dollars. You're expecting it to be right around there, or even a little more because, you know, things do go up a little bit. But you open that envelope up, and you see that it's double, more than double, almost triple, let's say double and a half. I mean, is that right? Is that, I won't even use the word fair because I understand, listen, a lot of things in life aren't fair, but is it right? Wouldn't you have pause for concern? You'd probably call the gas company and say, is there an error here? This is just not right. We need this to live. You know, heat, electricity, power, the whole nine yards. Everything is kind of grouped into one. You need that for survival here in Connecticut.
Of course, absolutely. Anytime you open a bill and see a major increase like that that you're not expecting, it is. It's very jarring and distressing. That especially now during these times, I absolutely, like you said, regardless of where I work, I'm a person and a Eversource customer myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm completely agree with what you're saying. Yeah.
So it's not right then.
Well, of course, nobody ever wants to see an increase, especially a large increase in a shocking bill that they're not expecting.
I think that's kind of what I wanted, where I wanted to go. And just listen, I know we all don't like price hikes, price increases, but they're a fact of life. And again, if it was just, well, you know, I know it's summer. It's more money in the summer months than it is in the winter. You know, I get that. And if that was the case, we wouldn't even have you on to justify or rationalize why there was an increase. It's summer, you know. Mm-hmm. Or even if it was, hey, we got a new vendor and, you know, the rate went up 10%. You're going to hear people complain. That's what people like to do. And then they move, and then they move along to whatever the next topic of the day is tomorrow. Or next week. I mean, there's so much going on nationally and even statewide with different, you know, special sessions coming in and out. But this trumps everything. This is like dominated because it's not just a slight hike in its fee. It's double, if not more than doubling. And I'm glad that you admit it. That's not right. It shouldn't be like that. I guess it's just a lot of frustration on behalf of a lot of people, and it's justifiable.
And we understand that.
So then, what other than this temporary things about unplugging things or turning down or turning up the thermostat of your air conditioning instead of it putting it on at 60 degrees, put it on at 65 or 66. That aside, what else can be? Those are things that we can do on our end as the consumer. What can we do, or what can Eversource do to lower either the rate or the delivery rate? Is there anything proactively going, oh my goodness, guys, we've got to do something. Maybe we've got to take this back out to the open market. But we have this contract. You have this contract with Millstone, and I don't know if it's 10 years or whatnot. But is there a way to go back to the drawing board and get the rates, the actual rates, lowered through the legislature or anything like that?
Well, as I said, all of these rates are multiplied by the amount of power that people are using. So our strongest suggestion is to make those changes at home. As I said, you know, maybe a home energy assessment, making those different changes of, you know, sealing up your cracks and gaps at home. Making sure your air conditioning is running efficiently and not, you know, bogged down by dirt and blocking.
No, right. But some people have newer air conditioners, too, where they don't have that kind of blockage with filters yet.
Right.
Or anything.
But it's important to note how much you use is multiplied, you know, by the, you know, these rates are multiplied by what people are using. So they're going to see, you know, different bills and different, their usage is based on, you know, what their bill is going to look like is based on their usage. I'm sorry. So that's our strongest and most immediate thing that customers can do. And our strongest recommendation is to, you know, take a look at that.
Yeah. Have you heard about this rally that's supposed to be taking place later in the week?
Yes.
Yeah. Will Eversource be out there? Will they address the public? I guess it's going to be on the grounds of Eversource.
Right, I believe so. We'll absolutely, you know, be answering questions, and as we have been right along, you know, been talking with folks like yourself and other reporters and answering questions because we understand, we hear their concerns and we sympathize with them. We want to offer whatever help we can.
Sure, and they're valid concerns, and you know, you admit that, of course. And I know you're, like you said, you're also there's bias. I understand that you work for Eversource. Of course, you have a job to do. You want to keep your job, but you're also an Eversource client, and there's common sense that has to be factored in here as well. An increase is normal. You know, more usage is normal, particularly this time of year. But I guess double and a half. Rate is uncalled for, and I'm glad that you admit that as well. I really appreciate your time, Tricia. You've done a great job in answering my questions. I'm just representing people that if they had the access that I have, that would hopefully ask the same questions. And you've been a trooper with this. I really appreciate your time with us this morning.
Absolutely, no problem. Thanks for having me.
An absolute pleasure, Tricia Modifica. She's a spokesperson from Eversource. You've thought of that, right?